cheeks are like the roses, and her face appears to smile. This maiden's name was Lovely Jane, the Rose of Britain's Isle. This maid, she was a mother's bride, her father's only joy, until she fell in love with her father's prentice boy. He was young, tall, and handsome, and a heart he did beguile. By all above, he swore he'd love the Rose of Britain's Isle. When her old aged father heard that he was courting her, he wrung his hands and he tore his hair, most bitterly did swear, saying, "Before you'll bring disgrace on me, I'll send you many a mile." With great disdain across the length of the Rose of Britain's Isle. Young Edwin went on board the ship, all for to cross the main, while Jane alone in anguish moaned, her bosom heaved with pain. She dressed herself in man's attire, and after a little while, on board the ship with Edwin went the Rose of Britain's Isle.
Edwin now with the Rose of Britain's Isle.